I would say that specifically in Charlene's case, coming in with an insect or a bug that's caught underneath the contact lens, that is very uncommon. But it could have been dirt, an eyelash, sand. So anything foreign body, as we call it, that can get stuck underneath the contact lens, that's extremely common and we see it daily here in Eye Casualty. If people do not take it seriously and they don't actually come and contact Eye Casualty or go and see the GP about it, then it can have very disastrous effects on the patient's sight to the degree that they could lose their sight altogether if they do not take it seriously and come and get advice from us.
How easy is it with something like getting an infection in one eye for it then to transfer over to the other eye?
It's very, very common that even a matter of if you get anything in your eye, your eyes will water more so as a common defense by your body. And if there's an infection there, you could easily be dabbing your one eye with a tissue because it's weeping, and then you pass it over to the other eye because it's weeping as well, because it's come out in sympathy, and you've passed it over. So it's that simple. That's why things like conjunctivitis is extremely contagious. And that's why anybody that has conjunctivitis, you cannot be at work, you have got to go home because it's so highly contagious. So it's just simply rubbing your eye, passing the same finger or a tissue from one eye to the next, it can transfer.
With something like this, where you've got one, the abrasion, and then the infection and the ulcers on top of that, what's the lasting damage?
Well, you can get scarring across a cornea. So if there is a lasting scarring across there that will affect your vision, then it could result in you requiring surgery, which that's when Mr. Jaswell would come in, and he does corneal transplants. So very worst case scenario, you know, there are still options, but it's just all about scarring, to the extent that if you have scarring on your cornea, you may not be able to wear contact lenses again because there'll always constantly be an irritation there underneath the lens, so it wouldn't be very comfortable. So goodbye contact lenses.
It seems from what you're saying, and I guess it seems fairly obvious, but with eyes, it's you can't be too careful almost.
Absolutely. Especially it's a message out there for contact lens wearers. Hand hygiene, look after your eyes, look after your contact lenses, keep them clean, follow the advice from your optician. In any foreign body in the eye, there's a potential risk. And trust me, you will know if you've got something in your eye because it will be exceptionally painful, it will be excruciating. You'll be photophobic to light, your eyes will water constantly, you won't be able to open your eye, you will keep it closed to protect it. You will know that you've got something in your eye and you need to come in and at least phone us. We don't have a walk-in service, so you are to phone first. We'll triage you over the telephone and give you advice. And if we think you need to come in, then at least it's not going to be a wasted trip. You can come in and you'll be seen.